This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine here with Fiona and Paul. And Fiona, our next guest on the line this morning is John Ryan from the Pennington Institute.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning.
So, John, thank you for taking the time out to talk to us today. There was a report that came out last week on the drug overdose crisis as the deaths forecast to reach record high. Can you please give us a run through on this particular overdose report? So it's an annual report, and perhaps give us an update on the increased numbers of unintentional overdoses in Australia.
Well, thanks for your interest, actually, because one of the reasons that we do the report is that we didn't think that overdose issues were getting the attention that they deserved, and that's partly because of the silence and stigma around overdose-related deaths. So we thought we should start counting, because if you count, it sort of people think it matters. And when you start counting, it becomes very disturbing. The overdose report now is, I think, 4 years. We're 4 years in, and in that time, the overdose toll has exceeded the road toll in every year. And if you contemplate how little attention the overdose toll gets compared to the road toll, I think we've got a very big problem. And this, the scale of the problem is, in numbers-wise, 1,612 people died from accidental overdose, so unintentional overdose, and that was out of a total number of overdoses which is just higher than 2,000. So most overdoses are accidental, and the numbers are driven by opioid overdose, but mostly it's drugs in combination. So it's opioids like painkillers as well as heroin, so pharmaceutical drugs plus illegal drugs. And the second biggest group with are sedative drugs like Valium and Temazepam, sort of anxiety drugs, sleeping drugs, very frequently involved in overdose deaths in combination with opioids. And another category which has increased significantly, especially in Victoria, it's gone up very fast, is stimulant overdoses. So that includes drugs like methamphetamine, ice. And the last category is alcohol. So typically the drugs are combinations. Typically it's about 70% men dying from overdose, and the age range is right across the spectrum, but it's concentrated in the 30 to 59-year-old age group.
So, John, there's an awful lot of information in that sort of quick summary you've had there. The report basically says that the overdose deaths have jumped by almost 40% in the last decade. Now, you talked there about a combination of illegal drugs, prescription drugs, and alcohol. What proportions is that increase of that 40% down to the fact that there are more prescription drugs being taken by people, either in combination with alcohol or with illegal drugs, which is fueling some of this increase?
I think some of it's increased availability of prescription drugs, but I think the bigger issue is that it's a result of our failed approach to drug use more generally, because there's increases in illegal drug overdoses as well. So it's not just a the availability of pharmaceuticals, which, you know, I've got to say is really important to maintain access for people who need pain relief and anxiety medication and sleeping tablets, etc. There's a real risk that we go from seeing increased availability and not managing the overdose risks effectively to reducing availability. That would be a mistake. And the same thing applies in the illicit market. You know, we invest 70% of our resources in law enforcement, and yet illicit drugs are readily available in the city as well as in the country. So I think the bigger challenge is we've got to get away from this idea of law enforcement as the fundamental approach, you know, supply control, and actually figure out how we empower the community to better manage drug use issues. And to do that, we've really got to use the health agenda and the health system to better manage drug use issues.
So, John, one of the guests who's on Saturday Magazine as a regular is Nico Clark from the Safe Injecting Rooms here in Victoria, which is going some way to try and help people provide a safe environment for things like heroin where they are injecting themselves to try and avoid this accidental overdose issue. Do you think there are lessons to be learned from that and through the research that you've done that supports the need for more of those across Australia?
So I think the interesting thing about the injecting room is that it's an innovation. It's being trialled and it's being rigorously evaluated, and that's what I think we should do generally. We've got to increase much more innovation into this way that we handle drug use issues, and we should be evaluating that. I don't think injecting facilities are a silver bullet solution to this problem. They're, you know, typically in areas of concentrated drug use, but many, such as Richmond, which makes perfect sense, but many of these overdoses are actually happening in regional and rural Victoria. In fact, for per head of population, regional and rural Victoria is much worse off than the city in terms of per capita overdose, fatal accidental overdose risk. So to deal with that in small country towns, it's not likely it's going to be an injecting facility solution, but it might be for opioid overdoses, dramatically increasing the availability of the opioid reversal drug naloxone, which, you know, ambos have been using for decades. It's commonly known as Narcan. It's extremely safe, not psychoactive, very limited side effects, but it reverses an opioid overdose. But to use it, you've got to have it with you in an emergency. You've got to know how to identify an overdose, and then you've got to know how to get the naloxone into the person. That's not rocket science, but it's not the sort of education that we're typically giving members of the community. And that's what I mean by improving community management of these issues, because the community is pretty in the dark about how to handle drug use, and we've got to shine a light on A, the overdose problem, but B, how to better manage drugs.
Well, I guess the main point is, and you raised it to do with the death toll for, you know, in cars and on the roads, is that there's still a perception that people that take drugs, whether it be prescribed or illicit drugs, that it's actually not... it's not perceived as a health problem. It's perceived as a weakness, as not as an illness. And they don't. I guess that is part of the general perception that needs to be changed, and we would hope is changing over time. And of course, there is an event on this evening where many buildings in Melbourne and possibly in other cities are going to be lit up purple to pay tribute to people whose families who have had a loved one die of an incidental or not intentional drug overdose.
Yes, well, if your listeners cast their mind back 50 years ago to the stigma in relation to people with sort of different sexualities, diverse sexualities, that's what's sort of applying now to the overdose problem. Incredible stigma, incredible family shame, illegality in relation to drug use, denial, dealing with it from a law enforcement. The parallels are massive. And the report that we released earlier this week is in the lead up to International Overdose Awareness Day, which is today. It started in St Kilda nearly, 18 years ago, and it's gone around the world, something like 750 events in 40 countries last year. And this year in Melbourne, there's a bunch of buildings that are going to go purple as a sign to those family members who've lost someone and to people who use drugs that actually we care and, you know, we're a caring city. And I think that's a really important message. It allows people to have a conversation about overdose and drugs in a way that it sort of creates an opportunity and an opening. And we've got to have many more conversations. And the sort of buildings are iconic at Federation Square, Flinders Street Station, Amy Park, Royal Exhibition Building, Melbourne Town Hall, the Arts Centre Spire, Melbourne Star Observation Wheel, Baldy Bridge, St Kilda Town Hall. It's a fantastic sort of cast of buildings sending out a light of hope, I think, to those families that have suffered and are suffering the consequences of accidental overdose.
John, I think it's a great step forward in terms of trying to raise awareness, and I think, again, it's a topic that people have got to start talking about more. So we really appreciate you producing the report again. I think it does shed a light on things that we as a community have got to face into, and I think having the awareness campaign like this we're going to have this evening is another great step forward, just to try and get people thinking about what does it mean for them or what does it mean to our community. So thank you for joining us here on Saturday Magazine this morning.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.